Time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Cautious, careful men, often so cautious and careful that they look both ways before crossing their legs. In the General Assistance Department, top executives stand by to help any busy ministry, from pensions to agriculture. Today we find them dealing with problems of the soil.
The next thing to plant is turnips. It's quite clear from this crop rotation chart.
That may be what the farmer's guide recommends, but you cannot plant turnips in a window box.
Why not? Why must we always have flowers?
Because that's what a window box is for, too, you see. I mean, to brighten up Whitehall with daffodils and irises and phlox.
Phlox of what?
Look at all those tulips at the Treasury. Think of all the pansies at the Foreign Office. Growing things is good relaxation, according to the Civil Service Journal. They've done a survey, you know, on how people avoid the stresses and strains of overwork.
They didn't ask us one.
No, it's funny that, you know. But they asked the Permanent Undersecretary.
Sir Gregory Pitkin, what did he say?
Well, he says he prepares for the day's problems with an early morning run.
Lying old devil. The only morning running he ever does is to get home before his wife wakes up.
Talking about Sir Gregory, too, did I tell you his wife's coming up to town tomorrow? Sir Gregory's arranged to be out, so we've got to look after her for a few hours, you see.
Oh, yes, I've got a note on my blotter. Have Here we are. Yes, Thursday, trade figures due, also library book. Mm-hmm. Friday, skinless sausages, Lady Pitkin.
Well, she's very nervous, I gather. She hates big cities, you know. Oh, yes, if she has to cross the street, she takes a taxi. Now, you'll probably have to take care of her, too, because I'm very busy tomorrow.
Lying old devil!
Yes, now, the point is that... What did you say to
her? Me? I didn't say anything.
Think of all the pansies! Think of all the pansies!
Why are you talking in that funny voice? You want to watch it, too, you know. You'll do yourself a mischief.
It's not me. I'm not talking... Good heavens, look, man. Sitting on our window box... A great big green pigeon.
Oh, don't be daft, too. That's a parrot. You'll parrot when you see one. Well, how on earth did that get there?
Came up by train.
It must have escaped from somewhere. Ooh, what fun, I say. Let's try and catch it, shall we?
You'll do yourself a mischief.
Now, look, stand back, too. I'll catch it for you.
All right, man.
Parrots are very delicate, you see. They need careful handling. Oh, my word, yes. Now, Pretty Polly.
Oh, that's clever, one. Did you mean it to land on your head?
Here we are. Lovely cup of char. Oh, Mr. Lennox Brown. Why are you wearing that funny hat?
It is not a hat, Mildred.
Ah, blimey, it's a vulture.
It's all right, Mildred. It's only a parrot. Calm down.
So it is.
It just flew in the window, Mildred. Mr. Lennox Brown cleverly caught it on his head.
Yeah, it's lucky it's not a woodpecker. Sir, I had a phone call from Sir Gregory. He's on his way to see you both.
What? Oh, dear, we'd better hide the parrot. He'll think we're slacking.
Yes, besides, he doesn't like animals and he hates birds.
Put it in the filing cabinet.
Good idea. It's got great big drawers. Right, in you go, Polly. There we are. Oh, shut up.
Hurry up, one. I can hear Sir Gregory coming.
That's it. That'll be all right there. Now, come on, two. Try and look busy.
How?
Well, twiddle your date stamp or something. Yeah. And listen.
Yeah?
Keep quiet about that parrot.
Okay.
Ah, Lennox Brown.
Oh, good morning, Sir Polly. Sir Gregory. My word, what a pleasant surprise, sir.
We've got a query for you.
Blimey, it's a vulture.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I didn't speak, sir. No, it was Lamb. He has a report on agriculture.
Lamb? What's happened to your voice, man?
I've lost it, Sir Gregory.
Just got a bit of a chill, Sir Gregory. He's been drinking out of a damp glass.
Well, you better do something about it. I can't have my staff away with sore throats. Tie an old sock round it. That'll do the trick.
Very good, sir.
Very good, sir.
No, I just popped in to say that I have... how shall I put it?
Lying old devil.
Who said that? Now, that wasn't you, Lamb. The voice came from over there.
Let me explain, Sir Gregory, please. Now, that's Mr. Kent of Pensions throwing his voice through the window. He won a course in ventriloquism in the staff Christmas raffle.
That's right. Kent the Vent, they call him.
That's what they call him.
Don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, the point is I'm looking for a parrot.
Yes, well, now, if you would tell... What?
You're looking for a parrot, Sir Gregory?
Blimey, you mean you've lost one?
That's exactly what I mean. It escaped from my office. Extremely serious matter. It must be found at all costs.
Good grief. So it's your parrot, Sir Gregory?
No, it's not mine. It belongs to Sir Ramsay Rumbold.
Oh, the Minister of War material.
Yes. He's off today to an international peace conference. Oh. And he's left this parrot with me.
Well, couldn't his wife take care of it, son?
No, he's... between wives at the moment. Oh. And he asked me to look after the bird, and I agreed. Sir Ramsay is highly influential, as you know. And now the wretched thing's escaped.
Oh, dear me. This is most unfortunate.
Unfortunate? It's a disaster. Sir Ramsay's devoted to that parrot. He'd be furious if it went.
Really?
And just when I thought he might throw a life peerage in my direction.
Would you be pleased if we found it for you, Sir Gregory?
Pleased? Yeah. I'd be so delighted. I'd overlook what you did last week to the royal yacht. Oh. Yes, even if it takes months to refloat it. But what makes you think you could find it?
Let us just say a little bird told me.
I think we have a certain reputation for alertness and initiative, sir.
Oh, my word, yes.
Now, I suggest you look out of that window, sir. That one over there, you see? Yeah. That one over there. Now, we look out of this one.
Oh,
we'll look
very
out of this
well.
One, you see? Yes. Mildred, quick, get that parrot from the drawer and quietly.
Righty-ho, sir.
No sign of it over here, Lenny.
Don't turn round, Sir Gregory. Keep looking. It might fly past at any moment.
Here you are, sir.
Ah, good. That's it. Ah, got it. Ah.
What?
Yes.
Well, great heavens, you found the parrot.
Yes, sir. Yes, it happened to fly past this window, you see, and, well, like a flash, Lamb put out his hand and grabbed it by the tail. Didn't you, too?
Did I? Oh, yes, I did.
Well, that's amazing. But I wonder why it didn't pass this window first.
It was flying backwards, you see.
Yes, very odd creatures, parrots. They're not interested in where they're going, only where they've been.
Oh, dear, it's bitten your nose, sir.
Tie an old sock round it. Most unfortunate.
Oh, my word, hark at that. Sir Ramsay didn't tell me it could talk.
Yes, but he must have been listening outside the window, you see. I mean, he's repeating what we've said.
Sir Gregory! Sir Gregory!
Oh, yes, most amusing. Very droll, yeah.
Sir Gregory's an ugly old brute.
What? Don't worry, Sir Ramsay. Your parrot will be perfectly safe. I shall look after it as if it were my own son.
Daughter Pitkin. She's a lady parrot.
Oh, well, if you say so, Sir Ramsay.
By the way, Pitkin, that BBC nonsense wanted to interview a civil service wife, didn't they?
That's right, sir, yes.
Did you find a lady for the job?
Not exactly. My wife's going to do it. She'll be in town anyway, and their fee will buy me a few cigars.
Yes, well done. Now, do discuss those defense reports with me sometime, will you? They're very urgent, you see. Goodbye. See you in 3 weeks, Melisande.
Goodbye.
Don't worry, I shan't let her out of my sight. Goodbye, Sir Ramsay.
Melisande, yeah. Now to important matters. Hello, Miss Bentwater, please.
She's an easy bird. She's an easy bird.
Quiet, you stupid creature. Oh, no. Not you, Daphne, dear. Oh. Hello, my sweet. It's Bunny here, yes. Oh. All set for the weekend? Yes, I know I'm a bit late getting away, but Thursday's a busy morning. But I'll make it up to you, my dear. What? Oh, lumbered with a crummy old parrot? You must be joking. I'll offload that at once onto young Lamb, and I'll get him to send it to a parrot's holiday home for the whole 3 weeks. Who? Oh, yes, Lady Pitkin is in town tomorrow, but Lennox Brown will look after her. She knows I'm away on a fact-finding tour. Huh? And no, we must come back Tuesday night, I'm afraid. Next week's a busy one in the office. All right, my little rosebud. I'll see you in 5 minutes, yes. We'll leave the ministry by the side entrance.
Bye-bye.
You sent for me, Sir Gregory?
Ah, Lamb, I thought you were never coming, so I started to write you this note. I want to give you the bird.
What again, Sir Gregory?
I'm in a great rush, Lamb. Haven't time to waste. I want you to send this parrot to North Wales. The address is on this card.
Oh, let me see. Park your parrot at Pym's Parrotel. I say, that's rather good.
In this file, there are several other little jobs I want you to take over. I'm leaving the ministry now.
You're leaving the ministry, Sir Gregory?
Indeed I am. I should have gone sooner.
I didn't know you were going.
Well, why should you? I don't tell everyone my plans. I'm going now. Now, here's the pending file with the parrot details. And remember, I want you to take over completely.
Yes, but I... What? Me? Take over completely?
Completely.
You mean me, Sir Gregory? Richard Lamb, whom you've bullied and crushed all these years?
Me, a bully? What nonsense. I'm not aggressive by nature. I'm retiring.
You're what, Sir Gregory?
I'm retiring!
And you did say I'm taking over.
As of now. Goodbye.
I can hardly believe it. I'm taking over. The new permanent undersecretary. Oh, wait till I tell the others.
Oh, fancy that. Sir Gregory's retiring, eh?
And he asked me personally to take on his job. Fancy me being the new boss.
I hope you won't let it change you.
Of course not, Mildred. Now then, where's Lennox Brown? He's late.
Afternoon, Toole. Hello, Mildred. Oh, my word, the club does an excellent lunch these days. But that port's made me feel quite sleepy, you know.
You're late, Lennox Brown. Late, you hear?
My word, Toole. That's jolly good, you know. You sounded just like Sir Gregory.
I will not have my staff coming back late from lunch.
Yeah, well, don't shout like that, too. There's a good chap. My head's a bit sore, you know. Black coffee for me, Mildred, please.
Yes, righty-ho, sir.
No, Mildred. No drinks in office hours from now on. At least not for junior staff.
What's the matter with Mr. Lamb, Mildred? Has he been sunbathing on the roof without his bowler hat again?
No, sir, it's Sir Gregory. He's left the ministry.
What?
Well, he's retired, sir. He went off sudden, just like that.
Well, well, well. Retired, eh? Good gracious. Well, I wonder what unpleasant bounder they'll put in his place.
Me. I've taken Sir Gregory's place.
Of course. The only man for the job, eh? What? Oh, dear me. No, but seriously. Now, who'll take over?
It's true, Mr. Lennox Brown. Mr. Lamb's been given the job.
So what's your strip, Lennox Brown?
But that's impossible. I mean, it's more than impossible. It's indecent. It's not true. It can't be. Can it?
If you don't believe me, here's a note in Sir Gregory's writing. He was doing it when I went in to see him.
Let me see that. Dear Lamb, I have to leave the ministry in a hurry, and I want you to take over. Good grief.
Aren't you going to congratulate me?
Congratulate you? When I've been passed over? Overlooked?
Oh, I think Mr. Lennox Brown's hurt, Mr. Lamb.
Hurt, Mildred? I'm cut to the quick. Just think of it. All these years I've traveled up here on the 8:15.
The 8:15?
Well, the 9:20.
The 9:20?
Oh, all right, the 11 o'clock then. Why quibble? The point is, I've given the best years of my life to the civil service, and look at me now. Look at me now, cast aside, like an old shoe.
Well, don't just stand there with your tongue hanging out. There's work to be done.
This is a nightmare, isn't it? It's that Stilton I had for lunch.
I shall move into Sir Gregory's old room, of course. This office is much too dingy for me.
Well, yeah, it is a bit shabby.
Still, it's good enough for you lot.
Oh.
There'll be some changes around here. Oh, my word, yes. I must go and get things organised.
Good Lord, he's even beginning to walk like Sir Gregory.
Poor Mr. Lennox Brown. You look exhausted.
All this power has gone to Mr. Lamb's head. He kept me in the office till 11 o'clock last night, and I had to come in at 8 this morning. And he made me take work home with me.
Yeah, and I've been here since 7. Hmm? He's not been in the job for 24 hours, and he's made everyone utterly miserable.
All this work? It's incredible.
If they put me in charge, I'd have gone straight off for 10 weeks leave.
Well, he's not working. He's just enjoying himself. Do you know, he's thrown out all Sir Gregory's furniture and redone his office with new carpets, billiard table and a trampoline.
Oh, he's gone mad, of course.
And over the weekend, he's having two walls knocked down to enlarge his office so he can practice his golf shots.
Well, I refuse to talk to him.
And another thing, whenever I go in there, he's making peculiar phone calls.
Peculiar phone calls?
Yeah, I can't think what he's up to.
Hello, is that Mr. McSporran?
Aye.
Mr. Angus McSporran of Staff Administration?
Aye.
Am I right in thinking that your civil service rank is above Lamb and Lennox Brown of the General Assistance Department?
Aye, it certainly is. And many's the time I've had to give yon two a severe reprimand.
But you'd be below Sir Gregory Pitkin's rank.
Aye, that's very true. Why?
I have an important message for you.
Oh, aye, what?
This is fun. Now I know why Sir Gregory enjoyed his work. Come.
Excuse me, Mr. Lamb. I wondered if you'd like your usual mug of Chocky Vita.
Certainly not, Mildred. Top executives don't drink Chocky Vita. When I'm thirsty, I just go to Sir Gregory's hospitality cupboard and have a mug of liqueur. I wonder how Sir Gregory is enjoying his first day of retirement. Hello, Richard Lamb speaking.
Ah, Lamb, I've had great difficulty getting through to you.
Well, I've been very busy, you know, Gregory.
I'm glad to hear it. No lie still, Daphne. I shan't be a moment this. Now, a couple of points I want to explain, Lamb.
Very kind of you, old chap, especially when you've retired.
Retired? Oh, yes, well, I am just having a little nap after lunch. Don't do that, Daphne, not while I'm on the phone.
My word, Sir Gregory, you've waited 40 years for this.
What do you say, Lamb? It's a bad line.
Keep active, that's the main thing.
Well, I want to remind you that Lady Pitkin's coming up to town this afternoon. She must be looked after properly.
Oh, yes, we'll look after her properly.
She's to be interviewed on the BBC at 6. Programme on civil service wives.
She's to go to the BBC. I understand. I'll make sure Lennox Brown takes her there.
And then there's the parrot. Don't forget that parrot in Wales expected this weekend without fail.
She'll be sent to Wales. Don't you worry. Goodbye, Sir Gregory. Enjoy yourself.
Well, why not, eh? All work and no play, what? Bye, Lamb.
You know, he sounded very happy. Retirement's doing him good. At last, he's having a little peace.
Did he say the old birds to go to North Wales?
Yes, to the address on this card, Mildred. And at 6 o'clock tonight, the other old birds wanted at the BBC. You and Lennox Brown can handle both jobs.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you are, Mildred. Mingling with the mighty, eh? Would you kindly ask Mr. Lamb if he's finished the unemployment report?
What report?
Mr. Lamb asks, what report?
Tell him the unemployment report, Mildred. Sir Gregory was working on it, so no doubt Mr. Lamb has completed it.
Mr. Lennox Brown says the unemployment report.
Yes, yes, I heard him, Mildred. I was going to do it, but I lost my pencil.
Sounds to me, Mildred, as if he can't do it.
We haven't time for gossip. You've both got jobs to do. Mildred has the details. I'm off to Downing Street.
Downing Street? Ooh, where?
Yes, I thought I'd see if the Prime Minister's doing anything this evening. He might like to come to the pictures.
Oh, good grief.
Or perhaps we'll take a boat out on the Serpentine. We top brass must stick together, you know. Cheerio.
Well, top brass, eh? I can't believe it's the same Mr. Lamb who used to grow mushrooms in his filing cabinet.
Yeah, well, what are these jobs, Mildred? We'd better get them done and then we can go.
Well, one's the parrot, sir. Yeah. He had a reminder from Sir Gregory on the phone. Mm-hmm. I didn't get all the details because I could only hear Mr. Lamb. But it's due at the BBC at 6 o'clock.
At the BBC? What, the parrot?
Well, it's needed for a broadcast or something.
Oh, yes. Well, it'll be one of their nature programmes, Let's Peep at the Birds, or What's Happening in the Woods.
Yeah. And the other job's Lady Pitkin.
Ah, yes. Well, I met her just now. Rather vague woman. She came up the steps, went round 4 times in the revolving door, and has staggered off down the steps again. I've left her in the waiting room.
Well, she's to be sent at once to this address in North Wales.
Odd business. Well, you take over Lady Pitkin, Mildred, will you? And I'll cope with the parrot. 6 o'clock at the BBC, you said?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Look here, Cedric, how can I present a programme when the first speaker hasn't turned up?
Oh, temperaments. Don't be so headstrong.
But we're due on the air in 12 seconds.
Trust your producer, ducky. Reception just rang to say a Mr. Lennox Brown's arrived from Whitehall with a bird.
A bird?
Oh, you know that butch commissionaire and his slang. He means a woman. It'll be that civil service wife we're expecting.
I hope you're right.
They're on their way up. Now stand by, ducky. We're on the air. Now.
Hello, John Curl here with The World at 6 o'clock, bringing you all the news and views that have happened since our last programme, The World at 5:45. And not just the news, but the people in it. Following this week's report that civil servants wear out their trousers faster than anyone else, we start tonight by meeting a typical civil service wife. She isn't actually here yet, but the studio door is just opening. Good evening, typical civil service wife.
How do you do? My name's Lennox Brown.
How do you do?
Oh, well, I have here a gentleman with a parrot on his shoulders. You're in the wrong studio, sir. They're doing Treasure Island next door.
No. I'm from the civil service. I was told to come to Studio BF.
Oh. Well, listeners, there's obviously been a change of plan. Mr. Lennox Brown, I gather you're...
An ugly old brute.
You'll have to excuse the parrot, but she's very excited about being on your nature program, you know. She likes being interviewed.
Nature program? Yeah. This isn't a nature program. I'm trying to interview you.
Most unfortunate.
I'll begin again.
You'll do yourself a mischief.
Thank you, Mr. Lennox Brown. And now, listeners, the next item...
Yes, but what about the interview?
You're ruining the program.
What?
Die an old sock grounded.
I do apologise, listeners. We've had slight technical trouble in the studio. Get that blasted parrot out of here.
I'm trying to catch it. Oh, glory, come here, you stupid.
Let's move on to the next item, then. Sir Ramsay Rumbold left today to attend the International Peace Conference at Agro. On the way out to his aircraft... He told reporters...
I'll grab it by the tail. Stop! Stop! Get that bowler-hatted skinhead out of here! We're off the air. I've had to be ruthless.
Monkey nuts! Monkey nuts!
There's been some misunderstanding. We want the nature program. What's happening in the woods?
Oh, you get out!
Well, I want to know. What's happening in the woods?
I don't know what to say, Sir Gregory.
Don't say anything, Miss Murphy. It's unbelievable. I go off for a long weekend, and when I come back, what do I find?
A right shambles, Sir Gregory?
Lennox Brown's put a parrot on the radio to speak for the civil service, and Lamb has devastated my office.
He wanted to make some improvements, sir.
Improvements? 2 walls knocked down, a jukebox in the corner... And my desk on sale in the Portobello Road.
Well, he thought you'd left and he got your job.
Oh, it's beyond belief. What idiot gave him that idea?
He said it was you, sir. What? Look, I'm sure he'd explain, but I don't know where he is.
Well, I do. He's hiding in his landlady's coal shed, but not for long. I've sent Lennox Brown to fetch him, and when they get here, I'll murder them both.
Mildred. Is Sir Gregory on the...
Oh, Sir Gregory!
Don't hit me, Sir Gregory. You'll get your fists dirty. I'm covered in coal dust.
It's a risk I'm prepared to take. Come here, Lamb.
Oh.
And you, Lennox Brown.
Now, don't be hasty, sir, please. Oh, no. Look, Lamb can explain once he's stopped frothing at the mouth.
You see, Lady Pitkin...
Don't mention Lady Pitkin. Thanks to this scandal, she's going to find out where I was this weekend. And she can turn very violent, you know.
But she's away, you see, and it's not my fault.
Away? Where?
Well, it was a mix-up with the parrot, you see. The parrot went to the BBC, and Lady Pitkin... Oh, you tell him one.
Well, I'm afraid, sir, Lady Pitkin was sent to North Wales for 3 months. To the parrotel, with orders to ignore anything she says and not to let her escape.
Don't be angry, Sir Gregory.
Angry? I'm delighted. My wife in North Wales for 3 months? That's wonderful. That's marvellous. Oh, well done, well done. Ha ha. We'll say no more about those other little errors. Oh, North Wales for 3 months, eh? Ha ha. I must go and phone the typing pool. Well done. Ha ha. Well done.
Well, he's pleased. We're safe.
Well, I'm safe, too. And Mildred's safe. But as to whether you're safe, after days of bullying and insulting everyone in the building...
Yeah, but it was only a joke. Mum, put that ebony ruler down. You don't want to break it on my silly head.
There are 20 people who would chip in for a new one.
What?
The chief clerk.
The chief clerk?
Yes, you told him how to stop his head cold reaching his chest. Oh. Do you remember? By tying a knot in his neck. Yes. And the head of planning.
No, Mum, no, please. Don't throw the in tray. No, I'll apologise.
So to each one of them.
Getting the bird as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley and John Graham. The programme was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.